Dem Rep. Horsford Anna Faris is pushing price controls, have to hold corporations accountable. By Ian Hanchett on August 28, 2024. On Tuesday's edition of NBC's MTP Now, Representative Stephen Horsford, DNV, responded to criticisms that 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris' price gouging plan is price controls by stating, "We have to hold corporations accountable." Host Gabe Gutierrez asked, "Congressman, about that?" On price gouging, her policy on price gouging that she recently announced. Some critics are saying that that amounts to price controls. What do you say to those critics, and also to some Republicans who have been arguing that she hasn't provided enough details about her economic plans so far? Horsford answered, "Well, first, she's provided a lot of details. In fact, her plan to address the housing crisis, which is a big issue in my district, by building 3 million homes, by providing $25,000 of assistance for down payment assistance for first-time home buyers, by providing a child tax credit of $6,000 for families with small children. Donald Trump has no ideas, he has no plans, because he's only focused on big corporations, the ultra-wealthy, and himself. In fact, his plan, which is really the Trump tax plan, the tariffs, would cause a recession. It would drive up costs for middle-class families, and it would actually be a greater burden. And that is why we cannot move backward with his proposals. We need to move forward with Vice President Harris." Gutierrez then asked again about the price control criticism. Horsford responded, "Well, we have to hold corporations accountable. In Nevada, in parts of my district, 30% of homes are owned by corporate landlords, three companies that own 30% of the market. They are the ones who are pricing out first-time home buyers, veterans, and students. And even when they provide those homes for rent, they're gouging renters, charging them much higher rates. That's why I've introduced the Home Act, and it's why I will join with Vice President Harris to take on corporate landlords and market manipulation." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.